Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 the game. Titans fall 37-27 to Cincinnati. Will Levis to the bench yesterday. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 102.5 the game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. PK, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, guys. How you doing?
Awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So Levis to the bench. He throws three picks, turns it over again on the fumble. Another pick six, which I believe is fourth of the year. So what was that yesterday, PK, in your mind, an indictment on Levis from Brian Callahan in terms of how he views him long term? Is it just a one-game thing? How do you view that decision and the repercussions of it from Callahan after making it yesterday in the game?
Well, it certainly doesn't help him long term, whether he's benched or not, how he performed. But I think in the moment, he's just trying to salvage something and stop the bleeding. Because, you know, that's one of the questions I asked. Doesn't he have to be able to kind of, you know, pull the nose of the airplane up? And he certainly wasn't able to do that. And that's one of the most concerning things. You know, quarterbacks go through bad stretches and they have bad games, but you got to be able to level things off at some point. And, he just wasn't doing that in terms of the turnovers. And so I think the logic dictates that you've got to make a change there. And Rudolph was certainly a steadying force and better, though he managed to throw his pick as well. He played much better, obviously, than Levis, who just couldn't pull out of it.
Okay, PK, so if you're Brian Callahan, and let's say, you know, you have the – obviously you have way more information about Will Levis than any of us do, but you're seeing what we're all seeing, and then you take everything else into account. What are you doing right now? What is the right move for Brian Callahan right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to go back to Levis for these last three games. I don't see how playing Mason Rudolph helps you unless – you feel like you've got to win. I don't even know that Mason Rudolph helps you necessarily, gives you a better chance to win. I don't think Callahan's in trouble. I mean, obviously it would help him to win games in the eyes of management, in the eyes of Amy Adams Strunk, who's the people that matters. But I've been fishing around, and I get the sense that everybody expects Amy Adams Strunk to stick with the status quo and to be patient. Now, that doesn't mean that she can't surprise everybody and not be patient and do something, unexpected or rash. I would call it rash. Many people maybe wouldn't call it rash. But I think they're just going to have to ride it out here. And three more games of him is still, to me, a better way to go. I mean, we're not too far removed from him playing pretty well. He had a three-game stretch there with an elite yards per attempt. So that's a glimmer of something. The decision as to whether you're done with him, to me, isn't an in-season decision. It's a after-the-season decision.
So, PK, I do want to get your thoughts on this because we brought this up earlier in the show. Mike Herndon from PaulKuharski.com putting it out there yesterday that he's out on Carthon. He's out on the whole regime. It's bad football, and it's getting worse, and nothing that he's seen suggests competence from this group. What did you make of what Herndon had to say, which I do think is representative and is growing to be more representative of a lot of Titans fans at this point?
Well, I think you should schedule him for Thursday after he has a column at PaulKuharski.com on Wednesday.
Okay.
Where I fully expect he will be expanding on these thoughts. I was surprised. I mean, Mike Herndon is very measured, thinks analytically, and he expanded on that with some more tweets and talked about just no improvement over the course of what he's seen. And I think that's a fair case and a fair argument. And he's not you know, obviously be interested in seeing another free agent class and another draft. And that sounds like another an off season of Callahan working on his faults and all of that. I don't think it's going to go that direction, but I was surprised to hear that from Mike, and that holds a lot of heft for me. You know, but I had somebody tweet me like, is that going to throw Amy Adams Strunk over the top? And I think Mike is a very important person in the media. And I'm thrilled that he writes at my site, but I don't think that Amy Adams Strunk is super plugged into Mike Herndon in terms of him being an influence on her. I wish he was.
You know, it's really, I really appreciate you coming on here, because the text line's been mad at me. I've been accused of being on the Titans payroll. I've said a lot of really positive things about him today. But Caleb says, good Lord, looking at yards per attempt as a hope. Pathetic take, PK. And Phil in Clarksville says, come on, guys. You got to ask PK how you can possibly stick with Levis. The guy's a turnover machine. I'll answer that quickly, Phil. Again, I'm going to ask you, what is the upside of Rudolph? Like, what does that do for anyone? I mean, again, I think I would disagree with you, PK. I do think he probably gives you a better chance to win. Or at this point, Levis, I mean, what he did yesterday and how everything went with that, he seems to be right back to just wondering about confidence and all this stuff, in, you know, and the ball's just spraying all over the field on him. So I think they do have a better chance to win with Rudolph, but I'm with you.
I would agree with that. What does it do for you? Yes, and the predetermined reads are a big issue. But look, here's the thing. Everybody's angry at Levis because he was terrible. So they want him to suffer a consequence, which is him being benched. But 3 weeks ago, everybody wanted the Titans to lose out to get a high draft pick. So now you want him benched so that Rudolph comes in and gives you a better chance to win? Like, which is it? I mean, they said their plan was to play Levis through the season to see what they have. Now, he had a terrible game yesterday, but I don't understand why that one terrible game, and not that he's played great by any means, but like, they didn't say we're going to play Levis this season until he has a game that everybody thinks is like the decider game, right? So they've got two crappy teams coming up in a row now. I think he still continue. Look, Will Levis is going to be on the roster next year. I'm sorry to advise people of that. You can't toss him away, a guy with mentally he's not getting it done. Physically, he's got a lot of things you want in a quarterback. There aren't a lot of great alternatives for them. Sam Darnold's going to cost a fortune, and he's no guarantee. Shedeur Sanders is no guarantee. The kid from Miami is no guarantee. It's a bad time to need a quarterback. And, you know, everybody wants him out, but nobody knows what the alternative is. I hate to break it to people, but he's on the roster next year. It's a matter of what he's doing there. And they've got three games left. They need to do something with those three games. And I don't know if people recall, but when Mason Rudolph did play for those three games, it wasn't a magical time.
PK, what's your evaluation, your concern level with J.C. Latham and the way that he's played for really the last 3-4 weeks when you look at it? Has not gone overly well for him at the left tackle spot.
You know, they only gave up one sack yesterday. The three penalties were bad. He kind of said yesterday like he would dispute two of them. But look, he's taken a bad dip here. Blake Bedingfield wrote in his preview at my site that, you know, if he didn't get it straight the rest of the season, he said it was like five games to him, not three games. And so now it would be six games to him if he didn't get it straight, that they would have to think about him not being left tackle and shop for a left tackle and put him back to right tackle. Now, I don't think the Titans will think like that. Guy's clearly got a lot of upside, but, you know, this Rand Carthon resume, to me, takes a dent here if Latham finishes the season playing poorly the second half of the season. So I think he's becoming a little bit of a question mark in terms of – His resume. He's not played well enough, though he blocked pretty well yesterday. The penalties are a concern. And, you know, he's talking with some of us about the constant wave of good pass rushers. I think he's getting used to the concept that there's going to be somebody good every week. And that, to me, is a mindset that he should have arrived at already. So, you know, nothing is simple or locked in or a given with this team. Yeah, I just want to go back to Levis for a second because I don't want to join Joe here in terms of the two of us getting pitchforks and torches. He was terrible yesterday. It's a huge dent in terms of, you know, the hopes for him going forward. I don't know what people exactly want them to do. Like, you can't cut him today and be done with him.
Why were you not joining me? What are you talking about?
Like, you
I agree with you.
Yeah, I know, but I don't. We're going to be perceived as positive on Levis, and I don't know that we're positive. We're slightly nice negative, maybe. I don't know. We're reasonable.
Well, there's a range. Yeah, there's still a range with him, but it's shifted to way more negative overall. Like, again, even the people on our text line who have been long time, like Kentucky people who love him, are like, okay, yeah, that's enough. So that tells me something. But yeah, obviously some people have said he'll never complete a pass, and those are largely Vols fans who thinks the Titans slapped in the face when they drafted. One last thing, PK. I want you to compare the depths of this situation right now, just at this moment, just a temperature check, with the worst you've seen, which I guess is basically every 10 years. It's like a organized crime war has to happen every 10 years. Compare this to the worst you've seen. Just overall vibes and lack of hope and all of it.
I mean, I can't remember super clearly the Wisenhunt stuff. I did go back during the season at one point and compare the numbers, and I was surprised that the numbers for this team were worse than the numbers for Wisenhunt. But this is at the very least as bad as it's ever been.
Which is just a great time around here. PK, awesome stuff, man. Looking forward to talking to you on Wednesday and a little bit more later this week. Have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, boys. Thank you.
Paul Kuharsky, our guest, joins us every Monday morning at 7:30 after the Titans game, and, of course, on Wednesdays from 8 to 9, talking all things Titans as well. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad up next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.